Everybody's ego takes a shot on this show.
You gotta keep your chill with Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I am savage.
So you're not special.
Jim, if we wanna play this game, we can play this game.
And I'm just like, oh so, my god, this guy's so gonna swing on Jim. Right. He's a complicated fellow.
People like me.
Yeah, I don't think so.
This is Jim, Matt, and Molly on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
We're learning a lot about each other.
No, nobody who Jim is going to try and set me up with is acceptable. I'm sorry.
Hold on, though. I'm too old for you?
36? 10 years my elder? Yes.
What? Bro, I thought we were boys. Now I feel like
you're older,
you're over here with me as the old guy, not with the young folks.
I thought we said don't hurt Matt's feelings today. I'm still an elite athlete, damn it.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison, alongside Matt Hamilton and Molly Brown, here's Jim Rutledge.
Matt and Molly, we are presented by Coors Light at the Mountain Blue. You know what to do.
And that's crush a Coors Light.
I got the power in the Everlight Solar Studio as you see me creep onto the screen on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. Stream us on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Get into the show, 844-770-3776. On the Carbon Stock and Text Line, Liz is more. And, yeah, you can stream us on the ESPN Wisconsin app. And now we are all on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. What was going on there, Ryan?
So because of Joe Thomas being in studio with Tausch today, Jesse just set up the cameras, like, completely different. So, yeah, Matt Hamilton was, like, 50 feet off the screen, so you never even knew he was supposed to be there. And then Jim and Molly, you guys are just both off-center. But it's good now. We got it back into the Jim, Matt, and Molly sets. Everything looks great. Matt Hamilton, adorable face on the screen.
Yep.
What are you going to say about me?
Thanks, bud. I had a cough, so
Matt,
I turned my mic
looks
off.
Adorable.
Well, other than the fact that, you know, he's 36, he's got crow's feet and all that kind of stuff.
Gray hair.
Molly, get that Botox from Carbon World Health, baby.
Yeah, there you go. Molly looks stunning in her Antetokounmpo's hoodie.
AB.
And I am wearing Patagonia. No, it's Bears colors, but it's Patagonia crew neck sweatshirt. So you can see that all on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream.
You say bougie?
Patagucci.
If you just are tuning in today, we're all going to the Badgers versus Illinois game as punishment. And we're going to spend a lot of time talking about the Badgers versus Illinois today. But to recap, we played Molly's game, and I made a comeback for the ages because, Molly, do you want to set this up? That I was down. I had 1 point going into the final weekend. Matt Hamilton so was an elite at five. We'll get
This was a three-week
thing. Yeah, three-week thing, and I was down. I only had one. I was in dead last place. And last place for me, if I had lost, I was going to have to watch the band at halftime and fifth quarter, something I've never done ever in my life.
Not only watch them, but you're going to have to go no phone. You're going to have to sit and watch.
I was going to say, does he have to take a video on his phone?
I would have watched with him. I love the band.
We should have totally, now that like we trolled Jim and his social media usage, we should have said that he had to like take a video of the band and post it like on his Instagram story or something.
You have to do it horribly.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been funny.
Zoom in full, and you could watch shaky cam.
And then if I lost, I would have to take photos with random strangers at the game every quarter.
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't lose. Right. And then
if I lost, I would have had to sit by myself like a sad puppy dog in some totally barren section.
I would make
of
you
the
go
city.
To the corner of the stadium,
like the highest floor.
Just freezing to death too up there because it's so windy.
Yeah, like that was. That's my health.
Ten 10 degrees colder than the rest of the stadium, too, because you're just, like, on the moon.
And there's going to be nobody there anyways, so.
No body heat.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
it's gonna
be a chilly
game.
What would happen if Ryan loses?
Well, that's where we get to. So, Ryan lost.
Hey, asking it like she doesn't know. Like, she didn't rig Molly's game. Yeah. Anyways.
Didn't rig it.
Whatever.
So Molly lost.
No, I did not.
Ryan lost, but I don't want to get lost in the sauce that I pulled an epic comeback to not finish in last place. Because what did Ryan have going into the weekend?
Me and Ryan were tied at 3. Matt had 5. Jim had 1.
Yeah. So I was untouchable, essentially. I could have gotten all of those wrong.
Yeah, pretty much.
All you had to do is
you could have tied.
Yeah, all you had to do was get one right, and you were fine. And nice. I think you ended up getting like 3 right anyway.
Yeah.
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 Which is weird.
I saved my
hide.
I'm
the worst at this.
I saved my hide. I do not have to watch the band. So thank goodness.
You can still watch the band.
You can still watch the band.
Yeah. I'm going to sit there and watch the band this weekend. So yeah. I don't know where
you're
going to
go. Hang out with us. Me and Molly are watching.
You're going to go to the concession stand. Like, where are you going to go at halftime?
Anywhere but where the band is. I'm going to go stand and stare at the wall. I'll enjoy myself more. So the thing with the band, we talked about it yesterday. So remember, Rosie was texting me. She was going to a band concert. And they're like going to play Wicked songs. And that honestly is the crux of why I hate the band. Is they play these songs that you like, oh, I kind of recognize the song, but I don't really know it.
Yeah.
And it's just like a worse version of the song that you like. You're like,
so
I
you'd
like
have hated
song.
It. Like when I was a freshman in high school, we went and marched at Disney and played Crazy Train.
Right. And like
that was our song. Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train. And our, and like the cadence.
The dorkiest thing.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Crazy Train.
Basically band camp. Basically went to band camp
one
at Disney World
at
and we marched.
Camp.
Yeah.
We went to Disneyland.
I'm super proud of that. I marched
and you
at
thought
Disneyland.
You were cool as hell.
Like, what instrument did you play?
I was a snare drum. Like, I was a drummer, obviously.
Okay.
Like,
obviously.
Tracks.
Well, yeah, I mean.
He looks like a drummer.
Could you see me playing literally any other instrument with my like severe ADD?
Yeah, but
that's
tuba.
What I was thinking.
No.
Boom. Boom.
No, I definitely was. I was a drummer.
There's so many more layers to Jim's like band one we could have done. Like, if he had to go follow,
his would have been so funny. I was really looking forward to Jim having to do it.
Imagine if he had to go follow the tube.
Yes,
I hate the
not even not even down Regent like following down Regent Street ahead of the game.
Oh
during,
god, the worst.
During the game.
Shut up! I'm trying to enjoy my tailgate.
And then they're like spinning in circles across Regent Street.
Just leave me alone. Get out of here. Nobody invited you to this tailgate. And then you're like, they're so pompous. Like, nobody likes you. Just go away. Thank you. And then,
see, I think it's the complete opposite. They're untouchables. So they get to walk around and everything they do is.
So here's the thing.
Yeah,
this
like
is, this is the whole band attitude. Like, they're a collection of dorks who think that
they're
not dorks, and they're the worst dorks.
Yeah.
But so at this band concert, and I guarantee this was the crowd, and band is one of those things, just like when I go on vacation, you go to like a lumberjack show, and band falls into this sort of like, you go to like do these mm-hmm. things, the fishing museum, all these sorts of things, and the band falls in this category where there's essentially the large majority of the audience is made up of people with young kids who just need to do something with their young kids, and so like I guess we'll just do the band, whatever.
Yeah.
Or old people who are retired and got nothing to do. Like that is the largest majority of people at those. Like I guarantee, or like tweens, like where they can't really do anything cool, so they're like, I guess we can get away from our parents and go watch the band.
Uh-huh.
And then like the band misinterprets that as like people want to see us, and it's literally more of like
he's so mean.
I don't have anything else. I don't have anything else to do. So I guess we'll go see the band.
Did you think the band, like, did you hate the band just as much, like, when LaCrone was the main guy?
Yeah, why would I not? Like, who cares about Michael LaCrone?
Because
LaCrone
was such,
LaCrone
it was such
was his
a
guy.
It was
That's
such a big
is,
deal.
No,
no
the band
wasn't.
Was
to
such
normal
a big
people.
Deal.
Nobody gave a flying flip.
Oh, my gosh. So you've probably never been to the spring Ooh. Band concert.
No.
Oh,
why
my
Why would I go to
gosh.
The spring band concert?
Because LaCrone
wait,
came
w?
In on, like,
I
yeah.
don't care.
He came in on, like, wires one time. It was amazing.
Neat.
It was so cool.
That is neat.
Was he flying around like a witch in Wicked?
Kind of, yeah.
Cool is relevant.
Spring Brand like, show concert's amazing.
Stop,
I get it.
Matt,
if
no.
If you're a band dork, it probably was super
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, when I was in high school, it was amazing.
Was
amazing?
He like a, I don't,
yeah.
I don't want to offend him, but like, was that safe? He was like 80 years old.
I know. That's why it was the so cool. He's like, does his own stunts. He's like Tom Cruise.
Now I got to do this whole like, Ricky Bobby, with all due
oh
respect, the band is for dorks. And so,
okay,
I don't
whatever.
Honestly,
it's
I guess I'm a
dork.
I guess I'm a dork.
I wish the band would go away. I wish it actually have real bands play at halftime. Wouldn't you rather see
no.
a band play real music?
No, bands that play like in venues, not great.
Yeah, I know it's not great. I'd rather see, you know what? I was in Oklahoma City at the NBA halftime.
No,
it was amazing.
NBA halftimes are the worst.
No, they had that guy stand like,
yeah,
I said,
it's
exactly.
The worst.
The panda lady.
I would rather
the
watch a marching
that
band.
That is all that the NBA does is those weird trick, like
because
circus people.
Because Molly, I know, watches NBA TV, so she sees the halftime performances.
Yeah, I
watched
the
Bucks game the other day.
That's
yeah,
so
and then she was bouncing
you don't like,
right, something.
I kind of think I hear Green Day, but I don't really know from this band that's played a song. Like,
yeah, I'd rather listen to a marching band than watch someone ride a unicycle around a basketball
no,
court.
Unicycle
yeah.
all day, every day. And then also, I went
I'm
to Soldier Field,
the
and they had a tumbling group that were flying through the air, and they're like, it was fantastic. was a bunch of underprivileged inner city kids, and they're doing like
at the Bears game.
Yeah, not the one we went to.
No,
but a different one. And so, with that, like they performed at parades and stuff too. Like they'll set it down and do all these tricks and everything. I'd rather see those weird ass clowns that drive around at parades in the go kart.
Or have you ever seen
the band?
I think this might have been at the NBA All Star weekend. They did like a whole painting thing where this guy just like painted for 5 minutes on like this giant canvas, and then it was like at the end,
I've got a friend that
kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm
they
saying,
did that for the Ohio State game a couple years ago.
Drone show? Yeah.
Matt, you just said you have a friend who does what?
Who does finger painting at like halftime shows? Linger on your fingers.
Yeah.
But
that's interesting.
It is pretty cool, but I'd still rather. The band is what's up.
The band is basically.
What does hockey do for like they intermission? Do, like,
so I
well,
know
they
for,
have to run a Zamboni.
They
magicians.
Oh, I forgot about. You being
but
serious?
For Badger games.
Oh, at this point, who knows?
I do know from actual personal experience living with somebody who was a mascot at UW that during the half times they typically just have Bucky will go on the ice and he'll kind of do some tricks. He'll like shoot a puck. It's just cool watching a mascot be on skates. So that kind of so
they
it's
have,
like.
They
it's
have like
Disney
a
on Ice at halftime. Cool. Is what it is.
Love that.
There's like a
can't cool. wait until I can go to hey, Disney on Ice cool. again.
There's like a digital
Disney
race
on
like
ice
they
was
do
enjoyable.
At the Badger games, you know, where they like have something like run across the field on the big screen, like digitally. They did something like that at the. I think Buck and Honey's was doing it. It was like a firecracker shrimp thing, and some they do like a digital race.
You're talking about like the sausage race? It's like a digital thing.
Like what they do at Badger games,
yeah.
right before jump around.
Yeah.
With
yeah,
the letters?
Exactly yes. like that. Yeah, it's yeah. like during the between the first and second period,
gotcha,
I think.
Gotcha.
By the way, also...
also not as good as the band. I'd rather listen to the Pep Band there.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
On the personal talking text line, Jesse Nelson actually coming to Matt Hamilton's defense.
Of course he is. He was like,
honestly,
he was a tuba player.
Exactly.
Doesn't that cement
he feels,
it for me?
Saying he feels personally attacked by this entire segment
you
so
should.
Far, along with a trumpet emoji.
You should.
Oh, he played the trumpet.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Wait, which one's a trumpet?
This is the lot.
This you, one, right?
No, that's the trombone.
This
trumpet's
is trumpet.
Trumpet's
yeah,
this.
The one that you slide.
Oh, yeah.
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 The slide. Yeah, yeah.
Trumpet's this is
just
the lot
three
you want to lay with, Jesse Nelson.
You know what?
Are
Jesse Nelson can't
Jesse...
be wrong about
Ham and
everything.
Jelly.
He can't be wrong about absolutely everything, and Jesse's absolutely spot on about the band. It is cool.
Why?
It's
not
fun to
cool.
watch.
Just say you like it. It's not. There's nothing cool about the band. It is objectively not cool.
I find it.
You like it.
Okay, I like it because it's cool.
It's not cool.
It can be cool to Matt. Like,
yeah,
things
no.
can be cool to other people
Look,
if they're
like,
cool to you.
I like Star Wars.
He's
I know it's
so
nerdy
judgmental.
As
no,
Star
so
Wars is cool.
Judgmental. No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
When
Neither
I dressed
Star Trek,
up in my Star Wars outfit,
it
that
wasn't
was
that
cool.
Cool.
That I'm was saying, super cool.
No, I'm saying own it. There
cool.
are dorky things that I like. I just own it and say, yeah, it's nerdy as hell, but whatever.
I think when you own a dorky thing, that's cool.
Cool.
You have the confidence to dig in your heels
I'm
and say, I like this.
No, I'm confident to say, I like it, and it makes me a dork. I don't
cool.
care.
Cool. Right,
I like
well,
Star
then
Wars.
That's the
it's dorky.
Okay.
The band, if you like the band, like it, but it's also not cool.
Cool.
Jim, our show aficionado on what is cool.
All right, let's just put it on Jim, Matt, and Molly. Our side unlimited poll question. Is the band cool?
Yes.
The marching band.
The marching band.
Our marching band's cool.
Because true, the band, cool. They sing the song The Wait.
Oh,
Night That... No,
Molly,
a couple
Molly,
of songs there.
Do you know any of The Band?
No, absolutely
you
not.
Did you know what, do you know what he's talking about right now?
No, absolutely not.
I didn't think so.
I mean, that's a...
The Last Waltz is a great Scorsese documentary movie about them.
You think I've seen a Scorsese documentary about a band that I've never heard of?
Possibly.
It's bad on you.
Cool.
I'll tell you what, the band is cooler than the marching band.
That's fair.
Yes, I'll give you that.
Robbie, Robbie Robertson?
It's literally not ringing any bells. No bells
Acadian,
are ringing.
Acadian Driftwood?
Nope. Keep going.
No. Don't even worry about it.
Keep going.
She's
going
to say no. I don't know. And she's going to keep making you feel old.
I mean, they're older than I am, but like you can like things that are older than yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Like
I don't
history
know
of the UW marching band.
Like Line and Kugels.
Yeah, it's Line and Kugels, also delicious, also been around for a long time, so Molly might not be into it, but you can be into it because Line and Kugel has a flavor for every moment. They've got the juicy peach, the lakeside cherry, the delicious Line and Kugel's original, and a whole lot more. So if you're looking for a delicious beer that's for every moment, look no further than Line and Kugel's. Must be 21 years or older to enjoy.
We never paid off the fact that Ryan Walsheim lost, but Matt Hamilton
kind of got lost in the band a little bit.
Came
guys.
Through yeah. with Jen's friend, and we will tell you about Jen's friend on the other side. This is Jim, Matt, Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
That there's like
Wait, did you just say different flavors of hand soap?
Can we not call it flavors?
No, it is. No, it is flavors, you guys.
Flavors of hand soap or lotion?
All of the above. Okay. Mostly lotions, though, is where it freaks me out. Yeah. They have lotions that are like maple or glazed maple donut flavor.
It puts the donut lotion on the skin.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison.
I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head.
This is it, man. The band. This is the band, Molly. This is good, right?
You need a place so you can lay your head? Is that what he said?
Take a load off, Sally. Take a load for free.
It's fine.
Put the load right on
Feels
me.
Like a jam. Is this a jam band? Is that what this is considered?
No.
Right?
A little bit. The band is kind of a jam band. This is
an artist that my dad probably has in his like Rolodex of CDs in his car.
I got into record collecting because I feel like at a certain point in different ages, you just start doing things. So now I have the last Waltz. I went and tracked it down, mm-hmm. like an original record of it. So the soundtrack and...
You guys really do have dorky hobbies. I don't have any.
Like, I've asked Chris Pies what his favorite band is, and I think this is it. Our Vikings.
Chris Pies and I, we're friends. I love the band. Now, partially, and I'm Jim Rutledge, Molly Brown, Matt Hamilton, Primetime Warshine with you. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, represented by Coors Light. When I would go out for a long night of drinking Coors Light and hanging out down in Florida, our goat, like, we'd all, like, there was, like, six of us that lived in a house, like, near the beach in Florida, and, like, that night would end with playing The Last Waltz movie, and, like, you'd just kind of pass out on the couch watching The Last Waltz at, like, 2:30 in the morning. So it's a little bit nostalgic for me, too.
Fair.
A couple texts here, and then we'll get to the blind date that Ryan Wollersheim is going to be going on here. So we have, what's here? Adam Madison chimes in that no one is going to point out that there's no halftime in hockey.
Okay, I said in the intermission.
All right.
There's a break.
Tim in Oregon says Trick Dogs are pretty good. Yeah, Trick Dog is entertaining. The Adam Madison says, oh, no, I just moved on me. The Jesse Nelson backing this up proves that it's nerdy.
Ooh. Whoa, savage.
And then we have Will in, oh, wait, no, Will in Oregon, I like your joke, but I've been told we cannot be as risque as we've been, so. It's a good joke, and I can't read it. It's not even that bad.
I'll read it to you in the brains, Matt.
Here's the reason. I don't know exactly why it's inappropriate, but I'll just read you the punchline. If you don't understand the joke, it's because of how the French horn is played.
Okay.
Ooh!
I think I know what a French horn is, but I don't know.
And then 608 chimes in. Chumley hates the marching band to cover up the fact that he wasn't talented enough to play an instrument. No, I was playing real sports like football.
Savage.
Like, so I didn't try to play an instrument. I was playing real sports.
I can't play an instrument to save my life.
And then
playing an instrument is cool. I really wish I had learned how to
play. I do too.
Instrument.
Like, I wish I could play the piano or something.
I think more guitar. I wish I would have chose a different instrument.
Yeah.
Like, no one goes sits around a campfire with a
guitar. If I could play the
bongos.
Guitar, I would be Taylor Swift at this point.
Honestly, being able to just rip out like a piano song is really cool. Like, yes, playing piano, yes, man, would be awesome.
Or even being able to,
are
like,
you kidding?
Sing.
Just
I can't even sing.
Yeah, rip no, off, I, like, I sit agree, down like, and just sit at piano and just play piano, man, in front of a group of people. Now, that would be the greatest feeling of all time.
I did the classic. I think when I turned 40, I have a guitar. I tried
of course.
To learn it. I can't.
That was your midlife crisis?
One of many things. So
I'm a man. I'm 40.
With that, though, neither one of those things are in the marching band.
No, that's true. They do not have guitars.
Nobody's like, hey, pull out your French horn. Pull out your, like, we're at a party. Let's pull out your tuba.
Yeah.
Give me a few puffs on the tuba, please, at the party.
Ooh.
So, like, let it go. And then.
Fair points. These are fair points.
Yeah, they are fair points.
Mitch.
You chose the wrong instrument.
I don't care. Like, you can like dorky things. It's fine. Just own it. I like dorky things. Me collecting records is dorky. There's dorky things
That's not
about
dorky.
Me. Plenty of dorky things about me.
It's
fine.
It's a cork dork.
Star Wars, dorky. For sure. Star Trek, dorky.
Will in Oregon chimes in with this joke, which is more appropriate. How do you get a drummer to leave your porch? And Matt was a drummer.
I don't know.
Pay him for your pizza.
Okay, fair. True. Harsh, but fair.
Yeah,
is a pizza
saying like, that a drummer doesn't have a
you're
job?
You're not gonna have a job.
Not employed. Yeah,
yeah.
It's pretty savage, honestly.
Yeah. Savage. That is savage.
My dad was a drummer and like stopped drumming because I was born and couldn't afford raise a child and continue to be a drummer.
Mitch Stoughton chimes in. Drumlines are cool. I actually really like the movie Drumline. It's like
such a
like,
good movie.
It's the HBCU movie.
It's a great movie.
Like, yeah, so that I enjoy.
Shout
like,
out Nick Cannon.
Those are amazing. Way better than the marching band. Way better than the marching band. Like the drum lines that I've seen, like at LSU and other places. Absolutely.
Well, so, is there a caveat for me because I was on the drum line?
You are cooler because you play the drum.
Okay.
You get a different. And honestly, you got the best compliment ever from Pablo. He said, "I didn't think that was in the band in high school."
Yeah. I went out there and I told him, like, yeah, I used to show up early at like 7 o'clock for school.
Cool.
That's when jazz band would rehearse.
Cool.
And then we'd play pep band after school and at ball games.
So cool.
Tyler and then band
during classes.
No, I think the marching band is lame because Jim said, you think an instrument's cool, but as soon as you get in a group, it's super lame. No, you want to be in a band and like just be some dudes hanging around trying to.
What if it's a ska band and he plays trumpet in a ska band?
Ska band? Ska? What is that?
Like our open, Real Big Fish. Real Big Fish is a ska band that has horns in it.
She missed the whole ska era.
She definitely. Imagine a dude
Mighty
with
Mighty
a fedora hat playing
Stop.
With a punk rock band.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just pay
about.
Attention to the hour two open. Like, listen to the song.
I know our
down.
I know our song, but
yeah,
like.
Yeah, so that's a ska band. It's
never
basically.
Ever had the knock on wood.
It's basically a guy in a fedora that plays a horn in addition to
hey,
a punk
I got a
rock
fedora.
Band.
You can
no.
play a.
In
no,
addition
a
to
horn.
A punk rock band. So, like.
Let's just start a ska
like
band.
It's like a punk rock band with horns.
Okay.
It's super cool.
Sounds
so would you
really,
say they are the
really
lamest
cool.
one in that band is the one that plays the horn?
That whole band, and I like some of those groups, looking back on it, it's very cringe. I watched the movie from the 90s with Rosie, and I'm like, oh my God.
Real Big Fish
cringe.
Is still
the
good.
Movie was My Mom's Dating a Vampire.
Oh my God, I used to watch that movie too.
So she apparently was in a ska band. She was the lead singer for the ska band like when she was younger, if you recall.
I'm Googling them.
All is right. it dorky to have your own movie podcast?
I had a movie podcast. Yes.
Had or have?
We can get it going again.
We can get it started up
again.
That's
true.
It was called First Watch with Molly.
I currently do co-host movie podcasts, which I'm wondering if I should.
Look at this guy giving a plug. Where do we find it? What's it called?
Is it on the ESPN Wisconsin app?
It is not. It should be soon, though. We'll talk to Ashton about that. It is called The Real Issues Podcast. I do it with my friend from college, Mikey. But I'm wondering because when I do have this date with Matt's wife, Jen, her friend, that
well,
we're going to go to the game.
When I have this date with Matt's wife, Jen.
Matt's wife's friend.
Her friend.
Matt's wife's friend.
Wordsmith. You can get clean sentences like that.
So that's my question is, do I bring up the fact that like, I host
no.
a movie podcast?
No.
Like, that, like, Molly, I'll ask Molly.
Oh, you're going to ask me.
I'll ask Molly as more of the expert, at least from the other.
But I'm also in, like, a content world.
You are,
but
true.
This is very
so
akin
not
to
good.
Alex Stroh putting pictures of himself with a microphone on his Tinder account.
Honestly, no, right.
Throwing
it out there.
No, because if she's like, oh, what do you like to do for fun? And you're like, well,
talk about movies.
I love watching movies, and I actually
college.
Have a podcast.
Yeah, that's fair.
My apartment.
Wait, hold on.
Do you guys do this like virtual?
Yeah. He lives in Milwaukee. So
okay.
We don't meet up. We don't like meet up.
What does your set look like? Do you film it or no?
Well, we actually don't have any sort of video. Actually, we just do like an audio podcast. And I just do it from like my kitchen table. There's
what is
no,
it called?
It's called Real Issues, but instead of like real, like R-E-A-L, it's R-E-E-L. Like
I think you've been
real.
Okay, I think you shouldn't.
How long has this podcast existed?
Oh, since
years.
Like, 3 months after I graduated college.
And how long have we known you?
I've brought it up before. You've clearly just forgotten it.
No, you knew he had this.
Yeah.
I swear
no,
he,
he doesn't. Not even remotely.
Yes, he did.
Nope.
No, I have no idea.
Ryan, honestly, it's a good litmus test because if whoever your date is like, isn't like bothered by it, you're like, oh, wow, this one could be real. Like, but if they don't like
real?
It,
real?
Then... R-E-E-L? Yeah, it could be R-E-E-L material.
So I want to pay off that. My advice real quick would be like, just play how the conversation goes. Don't lead with it.
Yeah. If she's like, hi, Ryan Wallersheim, podcaster.
But if you're talking
to the Real Issues podcast, so nice to meet you.
Because if you're talking and she's like, I like movies, you're like, oh, I like movies. And she's like, I'm a real dork about it.
But
like,
that's the thing.
You think you're a dork about it.
Yeah.
I have a podcast.
But, okay,
that
so that's my question.
Everyone listens to.
If, like, even the conversation of, like, I really like movies comes up, then do I, like, is it weird for me to not mention the fact?
No,
just don't mention
no,
it.
You wouldn't have to mention it.
Pretentious
at that point.
Way of like
contentious.
Ooh. Well, like,
oh, like oh. you think you like movies,
right?
Oh, hey,
yeah, it's all about delivery too.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
You're like,
sure.
Oh, you think you're a movie nerd? I'm such a nerd. I talk about movies on a podcast. Make
cool.
Fun of, I think make fun of, like that's my sole move in life is make fun of myself.
Yep.
That's the only way I can ever make anyone laugh is just to make fun of myself. I think people relax then. If you make fun of yourself.
People like me.
It's not bad advice.
All right. A couple things, and then we're going to get to Jen's friend. Tristan and Baraboo chimes in. This is the person that said that I was mad I couldn't play an instrument. Jim, EA College Football would be your worst nightmare since the soundtrack is only band playing pop songs. I actually love that game, but I usually play with AirPods in. Full truth.
AirPods in? How do you do that?
I just listen to music or a podcast and I play
the
game.
Oh, gotcha. I thought you meant like you listen. I was like, okay, then you're listening even more intently
if
it's in your
ears.
No.
I'll play a game and... Oh, wait, and then Chris Manistowitz Waters chimes in. Strofe had a picture of a mic on his Tinder account. He had Tinder, and two-day hangovers. Classic Strofe.
No idea.
Remember that. Remember, we used to drag him for. That was his old...
Not just a picture in his profile. It was his main photo of him in front of a microphone.
That is so Strofe, though.
Yes. It is.
Right. So don't be like Alex. So...
No idea. Irrelevant.
Taking it back to the bet from Molly's game. It went over 3 weeks. Ryan at the... last minute, finished in last place. But maybe
I got all four of my predictions wrong.
Right. But maybe that was...
because of the freaking Commanders Dolphins.
Do you believe
not
in...
not being able to score touchdowns
maybe
on the four-yard line.
Maybe Mike McDaniel and Dan Quinn...
should have gone under.
Maybe Mike McDaniel and Dan Quinn have worked with the Stars to set you up for the greatest thing that's ever happened.
I think it's more likely that Marcus Mariota and Tua Tagovailoa just suck as quarterbacks. I think it has more to do with
that.
Have
some romance,
Ryan. Your negative attitude is really not going to get you very far.
I'm just still annoyed that I should have won had it not been.
Can I give you a piece of advice? I'm not even going to run this by Molly. Don't talk about any of the things you just said there.
That will not be coming up in the conversation.
The only reason I'm on this date.
The only reason I'm here is because of Tua.
Right. Yeah. We might need to do a little coaching for this guy.
Yeah, maybe just a tiny little bit. Yeah. We got some time.
All right. So, Jen's friend, Matt Hamilton, the friend that he is, went home, talked to his wife, who is a historically good matchmaker.
Yes. Jen hooked up her cousin, who now has a husband who is a friend of ours. Her childhood best friend is married to my childhood best friend.
That's amazing.
Through her, I say meddling, she says matchmaking, whatever it may be.
Hey, if they're happy, you call it matchmaking.
Yeah, and realistically, her completion percentage on this is better than Jordan Love's career, right?
Okay. That for that.
Like, it's got to be over 65%. Hit rate. So, Ryan, I'm just throwing this out there. Jen took this very seriously.
I could tell about it.
Ryan, and Ryan, tell her what I told you or asked you before we set this up.
I was very much going to say, I could tell she takes it very seriously by the text message you were asking. The
and
questions
this was just her questions, not talking to this, her friend at all, before Jen was going to even bring this up. She had some questions that she needed answered from Ryan, so she knew if this was even something she would propose.
So simply put, the first question was just, Jen wants to know what you're looking for in a girlfriend, which, all right, that one's...
What was your response? Do we get to know your responses, or no? Is that too personal?
I can give my response.
You can draw the line, it's fine.
I'll be honest, I didn't put much thought into this first response, because I'm like, it's kind of hard to just say off the cuff of like exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah,
in
but
someone.
It's like probably an indicator if
it's
you're
a
like,
decent indicator.
I want someone who's hot, and you'd be like, all right, this guy's not serious.
Yeah. So based off yesterday's conversation, I was very clear that the age matters. 23 to 30 is the preference for sure.
Wow, you did bump it up to 30. Yesterday you said that like 30 is like,
I guess,
yesterday
I said under 30.
And you know what? In this context, you saying the age matter, I think, sets you up as someone who can see more serious.
Exactly. Yes, because I'm not...
Because you're worried about like what you're going to talk about.
Exactly.
And you want to have someone that maybe could have some power with.
I don't think I could have like an actual meaningful conversation with an 18-year-old anymore at this point for like more than 30 minutes.
Fair. Yeah, no, 18, true. Yeah. Honestly.
Like, but Ryan, it's funny because I feel like I can't have a meaningful, like... My conversations with Jim would be better than my conversations with you.
I agree.
Might just be the life that I'm in, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you are in a different stage of life, that's for sure.
So you seem like a baby to me. Fair.
Which is also...
her, I literally could be your dad, so yes.
Fair enough. Which is literally why the idea of dating someone like over the age of 30, to me, I'm like, that you're in a different level of adulthood.
I agree.
That's
different. Yes.
And then my other, what I'm looking for in someone, I said, just good sense of humor. Doesn't take herself too seriously. I think those are two big ones.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do either of those things either. I'm not funny either. Good sense of humor, I think, is going to be important because you got to enjoy being around the person you're with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then if you take yourself too seriously, you're not going to be fun to be with.
Right.
But both of those need to know I can actually just hang out with this person. And then also, this one's kind of
vague. This was a good one, though.
It's the idea of, like, you're more interested in hanging out than going out. Like, you're not just, like, trying to, like, go out and, like, do stuff all the time. Like, I'm kind of
watch a movie.
I'm at like you want to just spend time with people, not like I feel the need to like
so
be social and be over the top.
Like, it's more about who you're with than what you're doing.
A little bit, yes. Okay, so and the idea of like it's more about like I want to go out to like a bar to an establishment with somebody, like based off of the people there, not just like I'm just going to the bars. I'm here to have a good time.
Yeah,
like Matt Hamilton would. Anyways,
Matt knows everyone everywhere, so
that's true. Like, it's like, unfair. And then the follow up question that Jen had relayed to me through Matt was
which is very funny.
Also describe an ideal date for someone you've been with for 2 years.
That's insane.
That is such a hard question. Is that a normal question that she asks people?
Especially,
I don't know. Ryan, this is her process apparently.
Have you dated someone for 2 years?
No, I dated somebody in high school for...
And high school doesn't even count.
Yeah, exactly. True. Great
so
point.
You wouldn't know.
2 years in high school? We're going to Culver's.
And again, this was not
Dairy Queen was
this was not friends questions that Jen relayed. These were Jen's questions to figure out if Ryan was even worthy of the ask.
I know,
which
that,
I love that.
I do too. But that last one is so hard. Because
Here's the thing, Jed's 36 years old. She thinks everyone's had like a substantial relationship. So
how did you answer that?
I was like, I need to think about that one. Yeah. I don't have an answer.
Which honestly, Jen should have loved that answer.
She did.
Yes.
Honestly, both answers were fantastic.
So is Ryan worthy of...
Because then she asked for Ryan's Instagram so she could... fairly say like would you go on a date with this guy?
I actually got the follow request from her like 2 minutes before you texted me and I was very confused. I thought it was like I thought it was one of those like random people on Instagram, like the fake people. I was very close to hitting like do not accept. So
wait,
it's a good thing you texted me.
Your wife followed him? Yeah. Not this person.
This person's not on Instagram. I don't think that's too revealing, which honestly big green flag for you.
That is huge.
Yes.
So yeah, then you know, approved. Ryan was approved. He is handsome.
Yep.
And friends excited. Jen's friends excited.
So, Ryan, good news. It's only your personality that's holding you up. So.
I know, honestly. Yeah. It's going to be the tough part, honestly. This movie podcast, I don't know
I think we got to the root of why Ryan's still single. He starts every date with, "Hi, I'm Ryan Wollersheim from the Real Deal Politics," or whatever.
Cool.
Real Deal Politics.
That's what it is, yeah.
Real Issues. R-E-A-L.
Correct.
Brought to you by my mom's basement.
You want some popcorn?
It's actually brought to you by my
Savage.
Yeah, kitchen, dining room table.
He lives on his own, Matt. Give him some credit.
How well lit is this podcast?
How what?
How well lit? Because I'm asking because when I lived in
lit are some of our shows?
When I lived in an apartment, I had like no ceiling lights and you had like a lamp.
So that's the thing is I do this from my kitchen table in my apartment because it's the only spot where there is a ceiling light. Because
I remember an apartment there's like no lights.
Yes, exactly.
It's insane.
My entire living room, I have to put up like lamps, otherwise it would be completely
dark. And
it's
all like corner light then. It's like I have no centralized light. I got to put up four lights in the corner to try to get light in the middle of them.
I do have fantastic fluorescent lighting throughout like my entire dungeon. I might start doing it from there more often because talk about being lit up. I mean, have to move some, put a curtain behind me in the background.
As someone who does a radio show on a flight, it doesn't do a lot for your skin there.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. But
you're telling me. Come on, you guys. Like, I got the worst.
No, I think you got the best. You're
the best because you got the hydrofacial.
Yes, but I also don't wear a lot of makeup because my skin is so nice, right? From Carbon With Health. But Slint, it like shines down on me. I'm sorry.
Why don't you continue to tell us about Carbon With Health?
I will continue to tell you about Carbon With Health. I get my facial or my hydrofacials done there. And if you're interested in getting started on your health and wellness journey, Ryan, stop. Why are you turned?
I was coughing in the corner. I'm sorry.
If you're interested in getting started on your health and wellness journey, head over to carbonworldhealth.com or go stop at their brand new location in the Prairie Lake Shopping Center.
This is Jim, Matt, and Molly presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
What vanity plate should I switch to? I like this one from PPLIKME, but I think that's one too many letters. And is that people lick me?
That looks like people lick.
I mean, it's not the worst plate there. People lick me.
Having that
It is one too many letters.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
Quick
you
question.
Are one of one.
3-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
We are thrilled to have you.
Great to be with you. I'm thrilled to be here. Can we teach the yuck your yum line out of my segment?
Okay.
I hate doing your show.
Okay. Molly said it best. I said fart in the bathtub. She said gross.
What are we doing here?
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that? Ooh,
That is Jason Wilde's theme music. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly. We are presented by Coors Light. Jim Rutledge, Molly Brown, Matt Hamilton with you. Primetime War Shine Behind the Glass. And Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm a little sad for our guy. I thought he handled himself. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Jason.
I know he is. He's not dead either. I thought he handled himself brilliantly in the post-game interviews. I tuned in at the most disappointing of times, and I just wanted to say that I'm proud to be your friend and your teammate, and you'll always be a champion in my book, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate that, Jason. I mean, I had said this earlier when people asked if I was going to retire. You either retire on top or you get retired by the game, and losing that makes me feel a little bit like I'm getting retired. I don't know if I'm totally done yet. I don't know if that was a big enough flag to be like, hey, maybe you call it quits now. But yeah, it stings. It still stings, but you know, that's how sports go. Not everyone can win the Super Bowl every year, and not everyone can win the Olympic trials every time they go, even though that was the case for me leading up to this event.
And well, I'm thinking about forming my own team. So if I do, Team Wilde, you're going to be my first-round pick.
What position would Wilde play? If you were forming a team, what position would he be on a curling team?
Great question. Yeah, I have no
idea. Statistician?
That's not my role.
Journalist, you'd cover the team.
Yeah, you'd cover the team. Yeah, maybe the alternate. Like they've got good jobs.
I bet you there's a hell of a book to be written about Team Schuster.
There could be.
And obviously, Matt, we love you. John Schuster's got a hell of a story for his dominance, but also lots of up and down, like tragic like moments in sports where kind of it's undersold because it's curling and people aren't in on it, but there were some highs and lows for John. There's a great article, I think, in The Athletic, like 10 years ago about him.
I will say, without giving too much away, there won't be a book written because Life Rights may or may not have been sold to make a movie. So there's that.
Okay.
We'll just throw that out there.
Who's gonna play you?
I might have already said too much, but...
Just shut your mouth, Matt, because you're going to give away more information.
Yeah.
So just zip it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't want Matt to get in trouble.
I think Chris Helmsworth.
No, that is a compliment.
That is a heck of a compliment, and I totally agree. Oh. Like, same physique, same facial hair.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. We got the long hair for it.
Hammer happens in curling.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's a lot of good parallels.
New Avengers movie, and you've ruined it, Jason.
Yeah.
The Team Schuster is going to be part of the Avengers.
Curling Avengers.
And the Rocks are going to explode as part of their superhero strength.
Yeah.
Assemble.
They fell through a toxic lake that was covered in ice when they were curling. They fell through,
and then they became superheroes.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm copywriting that, so that's actually a hell of a story. All right, Jason, with the Packers here, we had some calls, one specifically, that we're calling for Malik Willis to be maybe play more, which is better than like being the starter. And I have seen, I watched the Bears, Chicago's used Tyson Bagent, I think, in different ways than Green Bay would, but they've put him out on the field. He threw a pass to Caleb Williams once. They're trying to use him a little bit strategically. Sometimes it comes across gimmicky. Sometimes it's worked. But and I know Matt LaFleur was asked about it after the game, do you think at some point during the season, just more Malik Willis packages with Jordan Love or a Wildcat with an actual running back or actual quarterback could make sense? Like, do you think LaFleur would dip into his bag of tricks a little bit more, which we haven't seen a lot of, just to give Malik Willis some more opportunities?
I don't. I don't think he views, first of all, Malik Willis as a gimmicky kind of guy. I think he obviously views him as a legit backup who could win games, which he's done. I don't think there's kind of this, I don't want to say historic thing, but these guys, they've had such great quarterbacks for so long. Their attitude is oftentimes, we're not going to take our best player off the field to put somebody else out there. Now, I don't necessarily agree with that. And certainly it'd be fun, which, I think things being fun is a good thing. But I think there's probably a little bit of stuff in the playbook already. I think Matt LaFleur mentioned that. But whether he actually would ever call it and send
have two quarterbacks on the field at the same time, whatever else. Like, he's just not, I don't want to say that, I don't mean this in a mean way, but, like, he's not that fun, right? Like, they have some trickeration in their playbook, and they've run some stuff, and Steno has come up with a couple ideas that he got through the sensors to actually be played in a game. But overall, I just don't, I don't think that that is something that I'll be, let me put it just this way. Mm-hmm. I'll be surprised if he actually does it. It's one thing to have it in the playbook. It's another thing to actually call it. And if he does, then I will be wrong.
Jason, any indication on when Jaden Reed's going to be coming back?
You mean other than him tweeting out a picture of himself mm-hmm. in his uniform?
And then I saw your quote tweet of Matt LaFleur's smile at the end of this answer.
Yeah, he definitely smiling there. I think there are brilliantly phrased question, because I would say there are indications that they're going to open up the window. I'm not sure if there's any confirmations just yet, but I'm no Inspector Gadget, who I think didn't somebody else do most of the work for him? Like, he was kind of clueless, right? And everybody else did the work for him. Like, he was,
yes,
he wasn't
yes.
a very good
You're talking
investigator.
About I think I'm the only one who can answer that question for you. Yes.
Yeah. I can't remember who his sidekick was that did all the things. It was like a dog.
Yeah, it was a dog, yeah. Either one of you seen Inspector Gadget?
Definitely.
Okay.
No, I thought you were talking about a different movie. I'll find it.
What movie?
There's a different movie that like Ryan would probably know from Disney Channel where the guy was like a robot, but not. It was like a actual real humans.
I believe that was actually like the remake of this Inspector Gadget cartoon.
See, so that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I've seen too.
There was a, the movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a cartoon though, too.
Yeah, I remember the cartoon.
Ferris Bueller. Yeah.
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick.
Yes, that's his name.
Yes.
Thank you. Anyways, continue.
Matthew Broderick is in a movie, live-action version of Inspector Gadget?
Yes.
I just learned that now, too, but I also know how Molly's brain works.
See, that's the beauty of where I'm at in this, because I saw the cartoon, but I was also young enough to really dig the movie.
Now, Jason, just to complete, Matt's having a little bit of crisis, I don't know if it's an existential crisis, that he learned that he is closer to my age than Ryan's age, and Ryan views 36 as old. And Matt's really been trying to come to grips with this.
I guess where we're at in life, Jim, I do feel slightly closer to Ryan than you, as far as you know.
Ryan feels nowhere close to you.
Yeah, apparently, and I'm apparently too old for Ryan to date, which also hurt my feelings.
Yeah, there's a couple other reasons too.
Questions with Jason in a minute. But go ahead and continue off of your Inspector Gadget metaphor.
Well, I just I can close this up very quickly now that I've learned so much about Ferris Bueller playing him. And that is that I'm not a great inspector either, but I think the clues are pretty clear. Tomorrow would be the time to do it. It would start the clock on 21 days. I don't know if he would ramp up quickly enough or Marshawn Lloyd would ramp up quickly enough, because there's obviously a question about Josh Jacobs' availability for Sunday. Remember, they've got the quick turnaround then, and they've got Thanksgiving on Thursday then. So I think it's a challenging time. They could use the reinforcements. I don't know how quickly they would play those two guys, Marshawn Lloyd or Jaden Reed, but it makes a whole heck of a lot of sense for them to open the window tomorrow.
So do you have a pack of questions I want to ask Jason about our bet here and Ryan?
I mean, that seems like that can take plenty of time, so we can just move to
that. Okay, so Jason, first question I got for you, what do you consider like a blind date? Like, how would you define a blind date?
And have you ever been on one?
Not recently. No. No, I don't think I've ever been on a blind date. I was toward the early era of like Match.com and that world, which apparently now that's all anybody does. But no, I don't think I ever went on a date with somebody that I had not met in person first.
Okay. Now,
but how would you describe,
a blind date?
Yeah, what would you think a blind date is?
Well, I guess there's a couple of ways you could go with this, but because are we ruling out, are photos allowed or not allowed?
Well, that's up to you.
Yeah, so how would, like, if someone said, I'm setting you a blind date, like, what's your expectation of what you should know about this person? Like, how much should you know?
First thing I would say is, let me ask Paula if that's okay.
Let me check with my wife.
Secondly, yes, exactly. Second, I am not agreeing. Let's say Paula calls me in the middle of the segment and says, I'm running off with the guy that runs the carpet store next door to the gym where she coaches.
That seems very specific.
Yeah.
Do you want to put your feet up on the couch and talk more about this, Jason?
No, so oddly specific.
We're great. No. We're great. But she's coaching right now, and the only thing that's in the neighborhood is the carpet store. So I mean, that's the best I can come up with on short notice. But if let's say she did that, which she's going to be so annoyed with me when I tell her that I did this, and then she may actually run off with the carpet store guy. But
you spoke it into existence.
If she did that, and Matt Hamilton said, Jason, you know, I'm getting over my disappointment. I know you're disappointed that Paula left you for the carpet guy. I want to set you up on a date with this girl. I would expect her to say, I want to see a picture of him in 2025, and I would feel the same way. Like if she's going to look and go, God. Jason's too fat for me to date. I'm fine with that. That's fair. I want to go in with realistic expectations. So what are you doing to Wooly? This has to be Wooly related.
Yeah. Yes. So obviously
you said you weren't a good inspector, Jason.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Good job. We figured that out. It was a real tough one. Yeah. Molly, why don't you go ahead and go explain?
Okay. So Jason, so we do Molly's game every single week, but we decided, and this took place when we decided when the Badgers were absolutely, I mean, they're still horrible, but they were even worse because they hadn't won a game in how long? They hadn't even scored a touchdown
in 2 weeks,
how long,
yeah.
Right? So we made a bet.
This was after the Oregon game specifically.
Was it? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, well, actually, we should have felt good because they did score a touchdown in that game. But basically, with Molly's game, so I give the guys different games and stuff to bet on, pick on, whatever. So what we decided to do was I was going to start picking as well with them. And then the loser or worst of 3 weeks of consecutive picks has to do a bet as we all go to the Wisconsin-Illinois game this weekend together. So if I lost, I would have to take a selfie with random individuals during every quarter of the game. Matt would have to go sit by himself in like the corner of Camp Randall and not be able to talk to anybody the entire time. Jim would have to watch the marching band because he despises the marching band. And Ryan would have to go on a blind date picked by us. So Ryan ended up losing. So we've been trying to find him a date now.
And we
successfully.
So Matt did. Matt, tell Jason your wife's success rate with blind dates and then tell him how you set the blind date up.
Yeah, so I say my wife's a meddler. She says she's a matchmaker, and she's got a pretty good success rate. Higher than Jordan Love's completion percentage, I would say.
But I'm...
Yeah, two of her childhood friends that and her cousin, she has now set up with their current husbands. So pretty impressive stat line.
First.
Yeah, first.
Well, Jen's your first wife, as you refer to her.
Yeah, yeah, Jen is definitely my first wife. And only forever wife. Just because she does not love it when I say that. So I will clarify, forever wife. And she decided, like, I told her about this, and she said, oh, I know somebody. I've got a friend. And I'm like, okay, well, let's make this work. First thing you need to know is, yes, this is for a bit, but Ryan's also single and looking. So if sparks fly, like, it's not like this is just like a, hey, do this for the content for our radio show and that's it. Like, this could be a real date. So
right.
Jen thought that was important because she wasn't going to set Ryan up if it was just a bit. So, yeah, it basically, Jen asked for Ryan's Instagram handle and then Ryan had to, like, accept her as a friend so she could show her friend the picture of Ryan and make sure, you know, she'd even want to go on the date.
Yep.
And I said, to be fair, like, I need to show Ryan because I wouldn't expect in 2025 to be set up on a completely blind date.
Yep.
I sent that a picture to Ryan, and he's like, well, great. This was supposed to be a blind date. I was like, what do you mean? Like, I'm your boy. I would not just set you up without you ever getting a chance to, like, see who you're
seeing. He's in a game show.
Yeah, like so, Ryan, she's not actually blind. She's just the person you've never met.
Well, Ryan, you're taking it so literally.
Yeah, like, I thought I had to, like, really
Ryan's
define
watched
it.
Too much Love is Blind, where they're in, like, two different rooms for, like, 2 weeks trying to get to know each other.
Yeah. I did not think that I was going to have to go to a date with someone who I was going to have to narrate to them what was going on during the game. I didn't think I was going to have to get play-by-play.
You were an aspiring broadcaster. We thought it was perfect for you.
I'm not aspiring. Not since I was in college, trust me. But no, to me, when you say blind date, like my thought is like you have never seen the person before. No. You know, like one or two things about them, and that's about it. Because like,
yeah,
to
in 1970.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Jason. By today's standards,
you had to like hand draw a photo of someone.
Yeah, but yeah. But you even mentioned Jason. Like nowadays, the way everyone my age dates is
court artist,
right? Very poor artist. Court artist, yes. Court sketch artist. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
But the way that everyone dates nowadays is basically by these standards. Like, I see a picture of somebody, I know like a little bio about them, and then we start chatting. Like, that's what dating is for anyone my age now. Yep. So to me, like, that's not a blind date. That's just like how you meet people now. Mm-hmm. So there's like nothing unique about it in my mind.
This is totally different. It's not using a dating app. It's using Jen.
This is a meet cute.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing, Ryan. You're set up with a meet
cute. Right.
What?
Like, you married this girl, and come on.
You don't know meet cute?
Molly, you have to know what a meet cute is.
I'll Google it. It's like fine.
I think you can figure it out through
the
context.
It's like a great story of how you met. Like, it would be perfect for a rom-com.
Exactly. It would be
a double feature.
Yeah.
This could be the love story, and then after
all I ask is that I officiate the wedding.
You know what this basically is? It's so far, it's the plot of the movie Hitch, right? The Will Smith movie. I mean, he's a matchmaker in that movie.
No, isn't that the movie with Margot Robbie?
No, what? That's Focus.
That's Wolf of Wall Street.
That one's so good.
I have not
seen
Focus.
Focus. Great.
I've seen Hitch, but like, who references Kevin James movies? Like,
it's a good movie. I watched it a lot as a kid. What can I say?
Yeah, Paul Blart, great franchise, right, Ryan?
Yeah, just like Spy Kids.
I think Jason needs to go, you guys.
Yeah, he does. Jason has to go. So, Jason.
No, I got all kinds of time for this.
You told me before you'd prefer to be up by five.
Yeah, that's when it was Packer questions, Ryan.
Revising my position here. Have you seen a photo? You've seen a photo?
I have, yes.
And you did. She has not seen the photo that I used for your contact photo.
Where
you
as have, far like, as
the,
I know,
the,
she has
the beehive hairstyle.
Is that on your Instagram? I'm going to go look at your Instagram.
That is not
no,
my
it's not.
It's Facebook. I'll send it to
Jason,
you
this
so
is
you can
a,
use it.
A green flag. Matt had to like get photos to share them with Ryan because Ryan has an Instagram, but Jen's friend is not. So that was.
So she won't be burying her nose in their phone looking at social media instead of talking to Ryan.
Right. That's
true.
Would you, if she said, if you guys meet wherever you guys would go.
The tailgate and the Badger game.
So they're going to go to the Badger game with us. So that's kind of the.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but their first meeting will be at the tailgate. It's not going to be like at a Quick Trip or something.
Right. It's going to be like in a dimly lit park. It's fine.
Yeah, we got to figure out. Exactly. We got to figure out that.
All I ask is that when you meet her, the first thing you say is, I prefer to go by Rye Guy.
that'll be a red flag for her, I think.
Just refer to yourself in the third person.
Right.
Rye Guy, Rye Guy wants to go get a hot dog.
Rye Guy. Rye Guy likes what he sees.
hey, Rye Guy, can you ask Jason the question that you asked us, which really freaks me out about how this date's going to go?
Oh, which one?
The podcast question.
No, because we were talking about what makes people dorky, because Matt Hamilton likes marching bands, so Jim judged him and said that wasn't cool.
Fine to like things that aren't cool, just own it.
Okay.
There's plenty of not
so
cool
I was
things
asking,
I like.
Yep. Is it okay for me to say that as someone who co-hosts a movie podcast once every other week, is that too dorky to bring up on a blind date with somebody?
What's the name of it?
It is the Real Issues podcast. Real being like
Why
a movie
issues?
Reel.
The issues thing that kills me. Something like a politics podcast.
I did not bring up. I did not create the title. My friend did
or
in
fishing.
College.
Like a fishing.
Yeah, it does sound like. Yeah, you're right. It does sound like a fishing podcast.
It's which would be so worse. Good.
That's so break levels. Down lures.
That's gotta be. That's low on the list of things that he should be talking about.
But the thing is,
I think you've got.
If
I think you got a lot more going for you than that.
If I'm getting to know somebody and say she brings
Why
up,
so
I like
high on your list. He also likes movies. That's the thing. It's one of Ryan's interests.
Exactly.
So if she's
I think you should talk about
it.
It
is then do I bring that up?
Yes.
We talked about how to bring it up. So Jason, I'll ask you without the like Matt and I, Molly workshopped of like how Ryan could get into the conversation without it being weird or extra dorky. How would you, if you were Ryan, work that into the conversation if you were talking with someone?
Well, I really don't know.
Well, at some point you talk about like things you're interested
yes,
in.
Exactly.
Right? Like at some
exactly.
point the conversation's gonna be about, you know, movies, music. Are you a Swiftie? Are you gonna be able to are you gonna confess to that? Like, is that a piece of information that you would share? I love the Jonas Brothers, for example, which, by the way, their movie on
Christmas
the Disney
movie.
Channel is terrible.
Okay.
That was horrible. The Christmas movie?
I haven't seen it yet. I just saw the preview
I'll
for it. I thought
honest,
the girls might like it.
That's the Maybe least not. Shocking thing I've heard this year.
I don't know. I thought one
so,
of them
so I feel like this could come up naturally. I would say this. I don't think your opener would be, hey, it's great to meet you. What's her? What, do we have a name? Do you have a name?
Jen's friend
is what we're going with. Yeah, current friend. Okay, Jen's friend. Great to meet you, Jen's friend. Have you ever listened to my podcast?
And she'd be like, Jim, Matt, and Molly? No. Real issues.
No, you can download it wherever you get your podcast.
Exactly.
Hey, like, and guess what?
Even Spotify, where you kick it, will be
fine. I was you beat me there, Jason.
Great minds.
And Jason got to the same way that we did. It's like, yes, when you're talking about movies, and if she's like, I'm a movie dork, you think you're a movie dork, I host a podcast, you know, like
yeah,
that sort of way.
Perfect. Yeah.
I said,
love
Brian,
it. All
Jason,
right.
you might have the same moves, and we'll let you go that I did when I dated. Just make fun of yourself.
Yeah.
I think like it's
self-deprecating is charming. There's no
and honor of Brett Bielema. He was once. I really wish we had the audio, but he definitely referred to it as self-defecating humor, and we all laughed.
Well, I think he did
conference.
Some of that too.
Oh, absolutely. We all laughed. And he's like, "What did I say?" And then we had to explain it to him. Then he laughed. So, yeah,
nice.
Yeah. I don't think he was very self-deprecating, but I wish them nothing but bad luck this week. Go Badgers!
All right. Thank you, Jason.
Lucky by a billion.
Molly, before we head out.
All right, guys, take care. Be good.
Tell us about Madison College.
I would love to. Madison College has been around for over 100 years right here in our community and helping students build their futures. They've grown to 7 campuses all across South Central Wisconsin, including 3 right here in Madison. And if you're not in Madison, they've got campuses in Fort Atkinson, Portage, Reedsburg, and Watertown, plus tons of online and hybrid options so you can make school fit your schedule. Madison College has over 200 different programs to choose from, whether it's associate's degrees, technical diplomas, certificates, or apprenticeships. Learn more at madisoncollege.edu. This is Jim at Molly.